Hey there, guys, welcome to the Baru Podcast.
Hey, ¿qué pasa?
We are going to be discussing, Facebook, social media.
And the rise and fall of Mark Zuckerman.
I wonder if these guys should be able to hear us.
Have them turn up their hearing aids.
Yeah, well... Yeah. How do you want to start this off? I told myself that because I actually left Facebook back in, I think it's March, and I told myself that I wasn't coming back, but because I was missing my friends, I just decided to come back on Facebook, and that was part of the reason why I came back on.
Yeah.
I just don't like, it turns me off sometimes, with Facebook, there are certain things, like a lot of the politics, that you're starting to see or starting to read about. I mean, the most famous quote of, on Facebook is shithole.
Yeah.
And I don't know where that came from.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Well, yeah, because he called all the... It was something about Norway immigration, and he told that... Norwegians are welcome, but none of those Africans and all these other places, those shitholes aren't welcome, so that's where it all comes.
Yeah, I saw on a map that on Facebook that they had like a bit of Norway and somewhere around that area that... It was all highlighted in blue, and while the rest were just all white.
Yeah.
But that seems to be like the most recent thing, and also the new thing is all of a sudden celebrities starting to
endorse everything,
and want to become president all of a sudden, and then you got Oprah, who else?
Madonna.
You got Madonna now.
Yeah.
And there was somebody else. I can't remember who was the third person that I read about. I know right before the election started, Ron Perlman.
Yeah.
He wanted to run for president. Yeah. For 2020. So I don't know what's going to happen, for 2020. I mean, right now I kind of feel bad about the Americans, that they're suffering and everything. And, and even though that we also hate Trump, people are saying, well, you don't live in the States anymore. So, well, that doesn't, I mean, we're still Americans, he's still going to be our president for the United States, but even though... I consider myself home here, but I also have a home in the States.
Right.
So it does affect us as
well. Well, we're still entitled to an opinion, and we can still vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, but it seems like to me, when Facebook started, it was more, maybe I'm wrong, but it was more blogs, and it was supposed to be humor and fun, and then right before the election, a bunch of mindless orbs, as I call them, started thinking Facebook was like CNN and Fox and really accurate news instead of jokes and people having fun. I lost a lot of friends. I just dumped them because they were getting too crazy about murdering Trump and all this other stuff, and it was just craziness, and it was like it used to be fun. And I've heard that since they're gonna redo the feed, and Facebook stock has dropped, and people are gonna start using Twitter, which I actually prefer Twitter because Facebook censors, and it's always censoring, and it's getting worse and worse. I mean, you can't even joke around anymore because, people report you for fake news or whatever it is, and it's just not fun anymore.
One of my friends, she was censored on Twitter. She said something about President Trump in, she said the word fuck, you know, yeah. So...
Yeah, no, I'm...
kind of, like, censored it, and now she was blocked on Twitter.
Well, I'm not talking about, you know, offensive stuff. I mean, you can't go on any of them and say, you're going to kill somebody. I mean, you know, but I'm talking about... graphic content, that kind of stuff, you know. It's not as censored as Facebook. Like, Facebook, you can't show any... I guess it's just genitals anymore because they show just about everything on Facebook except for genitals. So to me, it's just, I don't know, it's become boring, you know, and, you know.
I really don't take Facebook really seriously anyway.
Well, no.
I mean, a lot of people are.
Well, that's the thing. It was never meant to be taken seriously. It was supposed to be fun and people joking and having a good time. And somehow that election, you know, just ruined it. You know, it's not fun anymore. You know, and I personally feel that I don't know if it's going to be able to recover because there's so much crap on it anymore. I mean, literally, all I get anymore is recipes. You know, that's about it. You know. The rest of it is I don't even pay attention to, or family post, you know, that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, but anyway, social media is such a funny thing anyway. It's like, you know, I look at people walking and they're all looking at their phones, they're on the bus, they're looking at their phones, they're in restaurants.
I know, their heads are down and they just...
And they're not seeing what's going on around them, they're looking at their tablet or computer waiting for something to happen instead of looking at the world around them, seeing what's going on, you know. It's really a shame, and I kind of wonder if we're going to have a generation in 20 years that can't work because they've all got bad necks from looking down at their tablet. We're going to have tablet syndrome.
I know, exactly, yeah.
You know, but, you know, especially for me, since I have a walker, I don't know how many people almost run into me with my walker because they're on their phones. I mean, it's just like, you know, if I ran into them with my walker, you know, they'd bitch me out, you know. But
no, they have a problem with staring at people that with disabilities, and it's, you know.
That's actually worse in the United States than it is here in Ireland. People are usually pretty good about helping, opening doors and waiting for me to get through, but that's more the United States. So anyway, yeah, I am I just use Twitter and Facebook. I hardly ever post on Twitter because it's, you know, I actually don't do a lot of posting anyway, unless I, you know, think of something going on in the world that I think is really funny or abstract, you know. But,
It was supposed to be like that from the beginning and connect them with family and friends. And now it's just, you know, you're meeting new people. And I met, you know, quite a lot of nice people on Facebook. And I closed down one of my Twitter accounts. I must have like about four or five Twitter accounts for different things, you know, such as the Brew Podcast, which I just recently opened, you know, created earlier this year, you know, so...
Well, Twitter sometimes is, the only thing that bothers me about Twitter, you know, you can have, you know, 800 friends, and if one of your friends posts, for example, a video of scat, then you're going to see that video of scat versus, you know, and you can't really block that out. And sometimes, let's say one of your friends looks at something that's totally gross and offensive, you know, and, you know, so that's the problem. But to tell you the truth, I'd rather not have things censored, but that's me. But then I should be able to control what my friends are looking at, you know what I mean? Maybe there is an option, I just haven't looked at it, you know, where you can monitor that kind of adult content. Although I don't mind the adult content, I'd rather not see it, especially when I'm in family, but, you know, that's the other problem, you know, Christmas, for example, I took my tablet because we wanted to contact people in the States, and you know, I was worried that, you know, when Brian's aunt and them were talking that, you know, pop-ups were going to pop up, you know what I mean?
And they were popping up. That's why I was eyeballing you. And
yeah, I mean, Tumblr, and it's like, you know, and...
Tumblr is like completely a lot with pornography and, you know, it's just...
Yeah, but, you know...
And it's supposed to be mainly for like a little, you know, like a blog sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, but I guess in the gay, lesbian...
Sections,
it's more important to throw out the pornography.
Well, it's not just pornography. Facebook does it too, where, you know, they show, you know, naked people with a towel over their genitalia, and but Twitter, it just, you know, they do that also. Like
Twitter is really bad with that too,
and all that kind of stuff. And what if my niece or nephew, or Brian's niece or nephew, you know, 6 or 7, wanted to play a game on my tablet and just grabbed it? That's one of the problems. And that's why at family, when we take it anywhere, I keep it locked, you know, with the password, you know. But
it's kind of funny that that year that we had a passcode on it, and they wanted to know that our old phone number.
Asked
my sister
his nephew wanted to know our password, and I said no, and he goes, well, what's your password? And I said it's an old phone number. So he goes, Mom, what's Craig's old phone number? And I just started laughing. She wouldn't know it. It was 20 years ago. It's like, I've heard people say it's the year I was born. Mom, what year was Craig born? kids are smart, you know. But anyway, social media just seems like it's controlling everybody's life anymore, and it's like people just don't, you know, they're bored, and the reason they're bored is because they don't do anything. They're watching social media all the time. I can't stand when people say, I'm bored, you know. When I was younger, you know, there was only 4 channels on the TV.
I know, and board games.
We had board games, there was books, we went for walks, you know, that kind of stuff. We went swimming or whatever. It's like, you know, there's no excuse to be bored.
I know, it's, I mean, like, my sister, she wouldn't allow my niece to be able to go on any other social media. She's allowed to go to Snapchat because she thinks that, when you take a photograph or you take short videos, you know, you can't, get it downloaded. But then I realized
you can.
There is a way to do it.
And you can see graphic content on Snapchat too, so it's not as safe as everybody thinks. So. But then again, are we living in a society where people are so desensitized that they're not upset when something happens? They're actually watching social media for something bad to happen so they can get excited about it and talk about it. And versus, like, for instance, not 9/11, they keep showing that plane over and over again.
Every single year they do that.
And people aren't realizing that's a video of all these people dying. You know what I mean? And it's not glorious.
It's especially not the guy jumping out of the building.
It's a sad thing, and it's like, and but. My point is that we become desensitized by media. I mean, movies, media, and all that stuff. And it's like, you know, it's just not offensive anymore or bothersome. It's like people are just waiting to see it, you know. And you have to see the video.
And they're just dying for 9/11 to come back again. And so they can be able to post it up again on Facebook.
Well,
you know, it's just, I mean, it's a terrible way of thinking. But, I mean, it's true that... Every year, you know, you have to be reminded because someone has posted something about 9/11.
You shouldn't ever forget, but you don't need to keep posting.
Reminded.
It's like, you know, there was bombings in London, and I think it was the train stations, and everybody wants to see the videos of people being blown up and body parts flying everybody. Why do you need to see that? If you want to see that in movies, it's not... Mm. It's not... It's it's not movie, it's real, you know. It's not Friday the 13th, and it's like, so that's what I have a concern that our society is becoming desensitized because of social media and instant access, that it's not really offensive anymore in that sense. It's become entertainment. Yeah. You know, watching these videos and these bombings and all this stuff, it's become entertainment versus horrific, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're gonna watch it once. Do you need to see it over and over and over and over again, you know?
But, and I know I don't, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's always gonna be in the back of my head about the tragedies, and you know, and what really annoys me about Facebook is that, you know, they, you know, somebody, like, say, requests you, and then you accept them. I know that they probably most likely go over your photos, and then they realize, well, you're not really good at looking at all. You know, it's not going to take you off the friends list.
Right, or you don't have one blue and one green eye, and, you know, you don't have blonde hair, and you're not 5'7 and a half, you're 5'6, and, you know, and you wear a size 8 boot instead of a size 9, and it's just silly. But one thing I don't like about Facebook is if you friend somebody, next thing you know, they're hitting you up for video chat. And you
without
know,
even saying hi.
Without even saying hi, and, you know, over Christmas again, I had people that were just all of a sudden popping up for video chat, and people don't ask, and it's like, and you know, and there is no social skills, there is no manners, you know. People don't think that, you know, there is no boundaries, you know, that they can just video chat at any time, you know what I mean? And if you open it, you don't know what they're doing. You know, people, you open it up, and, you know, they can be doing
whatever. You got whatever. A few from, a few of them from Iraq?
Yeah, well, they, it's not Iraq. I don't like to deny anyone, you know, no matter where they're from, but I find that a lot of the Middle Eastern countries or African countries, they are pushy, you know. They want to see videos, nude videos, yeah, that kind of stuff. It's like, you know, I don't have that.
So then what they do, they block you or well, they no, take you off the friend list.
I get the, oh, you're beautiful, I love you, come to wherever. And it's like, yeah, how can you say you love me when we haven't even talked?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And you know, they also say marry me, and marry, you know, me, like, yeah, well, I don't even know you. So
the other one I get is, if you're married, why are you on social media? You know, it's like, I you know, that one bothers me
a lot
me
of
too.
Singles, they have that problem with partnered people, you know, partner or married people, that they have this problem that you shouldn't be on social media because, you know, what would your other halves think, you know, about that and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, just because you're on social media doesn't mean like you're always looking for sex or anything like that.
Well, that's the problem. You know, a lot of people are. And I've heard people say, oh, you shouldn't be on social media if you're married, because you're going to take away people that I want to date. It's like, well, I'm married. Why would I take, you know, any away from you? And if you can't keep them, maybe you shouldn't be saying I'm bored all the time.
You know? I know.
It's like, how are you supposed to, you know, attract people if you're constantly saying I'm bored, I have nothing to do. It's like, you know, no interest. You know, it's like, I wouldn't want to talk to them. Anyway.
Yeah, that bothers me too. Like, yeah. Especially when those who don't have pictures of themselves or their face, you know, and I mean, they sit and then they ask you, do you have a face picture?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have a face picture. Why are you saying about us having a face picture?
Exactly.
I already have a face picture on my profile.
Yeah. It just drives me crazy.
And then it's just sort of like, oh, well, you first. You know, that sort of game, and, you know, I'm not into that kind of game. You know, it's like, you know, you either talk to me or you don't.
Well, you know, I kind of miss the old days where you had to, if you wanted to meet people, you had to go out, you know, to a bar or a restaurant or to the park or hang out. And people just don't do that. They'd rather sit at home or be at work and try to line somebody up for later. And it's not just about trying to pick people up for sex. It's social. It's being out there. It's just meeting people, you know. And it's like I miss that because, you know, going out and actually being somewhere and interacting with people, you know. And, you know, when it's like...
Yeah, it seems that a lot of the, you know, like you, that you want to try to meet somebody, it's not like the old way of doing it. You go to the bar, you know, you start chatting people up. Now yeah. It's like you literally go online, see people that you like, hey, you want to hang out or whatever.
Yeah.
And, yeah, sure, you know, you need the internet to be able to hook up with somebody.
Well, yeah, but then you've got people going to the bar who aren't really looking around and interacting, who are on social media trying to meet somebody, you know, that's either in the bar or around the bar. So it's like, and they're not really even participating in the conversation. So, you know, it's like, you know, so anyway, it's just abstract.
Certain apps have,
GPS.
Like a GPS sort of thing, you know, so you know who's, you know, closer to you.
Yeah.
You know, from your profile. So they actually use those apps to see which ones are good looking and which not, you know, and say, hey, meet me over here, such and such, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I mean, it's like they can't deal without it, you know, they can't just go out on their own and just go out a bar or whatever. But like even back then, you know, like, well, why do I have to meet you at a bar? You know, that sort of way. It's like, why can't I meet for coffee or like a little bite to eat or something?
Right. Right. But I guess what I'm saying is that I think it's great that you can do that with social media, but you don't. But even if you're not meeting somebody somewhere for a cup of coffee, you should be able to still go out somewhere and sit and talk with people, having a beer or whatever, and just talk with people, without the pressure of, you know, hooking up or whatever. I just used to go to the, you know, to the coffee shop and order a couple of cups of coffee and read or something, and you know, and chat with people. And it's like, you know,
people don't do that anymore.
People don't do that anymore. You know?
It's like you're going to a bar to get drunk,
right?
With the possibility of having sex with that person.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, you know, that's always going to go on. But what I'm saying is that people have become distant or unattached, and they really don't want to communicate with you. They want it hot and now, you know. They want the burger hot and they want it now, you know. And it's like versus, you know there, when I was younger, there was more of something called pursuit, you know, actually a dating getting to know somebody, you know, versus that's a little different, you know. Besides on social media, you get people, you know, that get a little drunk, and all of a sudden everybody's beautiful and
everybody's beautiful.
Oh, you're beautiful. Come home with me.
You're just horny.
You're gorgeous. There was a scene from Little Britain that cracks me up. There's a transvestite, and there are two of them, and she's like, I'm a lady doing lady things. And, you know, they would meet people at the bar, and in the morning, they'd show them the guy waking up in bed, and, you know, the young guys look at him going, God, I must have been drunk.
But I'm a lady.
I'm a lady doing lady things. Look at me, I'm a lady. That show is so funny.
You know, what's good about some, you know, the social media is that, you know, I mean, just like, you know, Facebook, is that you could be able to create your own community pages or your own Facebook page. I mean, the Baru podcast, they have its own Facebook page, and I have a few that's going around, you know, for different purposes. One is about the gym, and another one is for my crocheting, because I do crochet, and you know, it's just, you know, it does help, you know, within your community, people who are has the same interests as you.
Yeah, I had a couple of pages, and I stopped doing it because, you know, I think I had one where there was like 3,500 people, and the problem I ran into is, you'd get complaints. Oh, this person, you know, I found that post offensive, and you know, I'm going to report you, and then, you know, and it's like, and then you've also got people that supposedly hack accounts, which, you know, but whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, but it's very hard to monitor when you've got a large group of people like that, of what they're posting, you know, and what they're not posting, because if you approve even a friend, you know, that you even, that you know, to post, that you just never know what they're going to post, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
And I finally had to stop, and it was becoming like, I felt like a teacher teaching kindergarten, you know, monitoring a bunch of children behaving like children, you know, and the bickering and the fighting, and so I stopped it. You know, it was becoming frustrating. But I'll tell you what, some of them, I did have a good laugh at some of the people fighting. You know, it's like,
yeah, there was an incident that one of my old friends, you know, growing up with, and you know, he friend requested me on Facebook, and then he immediately went over to my photos, you know, and saw me, you know, in a swimming pool, you know, with a lot of the other guys,
yeah,
you know, which people do,
yeah,
you know. So, and then he's saying that he was complaining that to me that his son,
right,
looked over his shoulder, and he says, why are all those men, you know, in the same pool? You know, so my friend, you know, he yelled at me. I said, well, that's not my problem that you didn't discuss your child, you know, why are people in the same pool?
And,
you know?
And why is that offensive?
Why is it offensive? Yeah. I mean, you have to be teaching your children that, you know. I mean, it's, I mean, I don't, at that time, I don't know how old the child was, but he was enough, according to him, to, that he was old enough to know why are there are a lot of guys in the same pool.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, swimming around, you know, so. Yeah. I mean, we weren't doing anything wrong. We had our swimming trunks on. Some of the guys, they had their shirts on, you know, because they feel more comfortable with that, you know.
Yeah.
So I had to end up blocking him. Yeah, I blocked him as well as his whole family. You know, because I don't want it to go around back to me, as you know, and all that kind of shit, you know, so I just don't really want to be bothered with that.
Yeah, but there's certain aspects of it. I like knowing what's going on in the world, but I don't sit around waiting for something to happen. I just like knowing what's going on in the world, and the social media and the internet is great for that. But you know, you've got to have a life still. I mean, you can't just be sitting there waiting for something to happen, you know. And it
some people do that. I mean, it's the same thing with Twitter, you know.
Yeah.
They always check their iPods or their phones or whatever to see
who died or who sexually harassed this person, and you know, and, yeah, it's getting crazy. You know, television is another form of social media, and you know you're being controlled about what you're being to see what you can see on TV, you know, and it's, it's, you know, and you don't even realize that it's being done, you know what I mean? You know, so anyway, that's, you know, I'm, before I go on a rant, and now for something completely different.
Not back to a word or a sponsor.
Yeah. Oh, money. I could order Chinese food with some money. So anyway, it's been an interesting conversation, and yeah. I've enjoyed talking to you, and I hope I haven't mortally offended someone by my opinions. You know.
If you do, then unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe.
It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me people unfriending me on Facebook.
No.
You know, or anything like that. You know, it's, I mean, some people take that as offense. You know, of they say hi to you, they unfriend you, and then you type them back, hey, how you doing? And then you look on their profile, and then you realize that they unfriended you.
They unfriended you, yeah, exactly.
It's like, what's that all about?
Exactly. Exactly. Who cares? You know, to me, it's okay to have an opinion. I don't necessarily have to agree with it, and I will discuss it, but it's okay to have a different opinion. I mean, I grew up in the 60s and 70s where it was okay to have an opinion. It was okay to stand
now
up.
You, can.
You know, you can't
you
do
can't
that.
You can't have an
can't
opinion anymore
that.
Without people being offensive about it.
People,
about
people
things.
Will... kick your ass, you know, if they don't agree with your opinion, you know.
People be assholes.
It's just nasty. So, you know, it's okay to be different and ask questions, you know. I mean, but people used to tell me, there is no such thing as a stupid question. It's like, yeah, there's some stupid questions. it's like, there's some stupid questions out there, but it's okay to ask them, you know, but there are some really people that are just, I want to slap, but anyway.
Really, like, fucked up people in the head, you know.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
Exactly. Just wake up! You know, but anyway. So, is there anything else?
I think that's about it.
I
mean, this is all improvised, so I didn't write anything down as a reminder, which I should start to be doing.
Why? I can't read anyway.
No,
just kidding.
Well, if you can't read, that's your problem. I guess this is a short one, I guess.
Yeah.
It's only a half hour.
Oh.
You know, so do you have anything else to say? I mean,
I can give out recipes for Jello shots. I've been craving Jello shots lately.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. No, anyway, they're always good, but, you know.
Probably should have brought some. You know, some ingredients.
You just make Jello, put alcohol in it.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, I'm sure there's more fancy ways, more fancy shots out there than Jello shots. But I actually like Jello shots because it was kind of like having a treat, but it was an adult treat. Yeah. But anyway, we're sitting around having
a
Captain Morgan's and a Diet Coke. Sorry, I said brand name during that. So anyway, I find here though in Ireland people are a little more social than they are in the States.
They're definitely more friendlier because you can walk down the street and a person will say hi to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but
you don't see many of them doing the social media, you know, while they're walking down the street. You know, it's, I mean, you'll see them if you're at the cafe or whatever. And but I'm sure that, you know, if you have a few people around the table, you know, at a coffee shop or you will see them talking, you know, if they have something to talk about.
Well, you know, I'm going to probably get some flack on this one, but I personally feel when I was younger, you know, we weren't allowed to go see R-rated movies and we weren't allowed to do until we got to be a certain age. And I think that with tablets and these little kids won't get these tablets and stuff, you know, that have access to, you know, social media and that kind of stuff. You know, I think that, you know, parents need to set up, you know, block that stuff till they're a certain age, because, you know, there's bullying and all that other stuff. And it's like, do kids really, I understand they need it for educational reasons, but, you know, there's books out there, you know, you know, it's like, and we've got a generation growing up desensitized because they're looking at social media. You know, and it's
they're doing it all the time. They don't know what it's like, you know, of growing up without electronics. You know, enough electronics in a way with laptops or you know, we were growing up, you know, with just board games and you have to find your play time.
Well, I
know of going out to play and hanging out with your friends and all that kind of stuff. I mean, they don't do that. They don't do that anymore.
Well, you know, my mom, you know, she had kids when I was in high school, and she bought them phones when they were 6 or 7 because she wanted to communicate with them, and that's fine. I understand that theory, but buy them a phone that doesn't have internet. They don't need to have a tablet. They can have a phone, you know what I mean? It's like, you know,
a regular phone that
doesn't have internet, and that's
exactly,
it. You know, and it's like, you know, because kids are kids, and it's like, you know.
But kids, you know, the kids are spoiled these days because of, you know, they look at their friends and, oh, well, they have internet access on their phones. You know, why can't we have it?
Exactly. I mean, it's kind of like somebody told me once, how do you know when a teenager is lying, when they're talking? Because that's all a part of being a kid.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, you're trying to see something you're not supposed to see. You know, or drink something you're not supposed to drink, or whatever. You know, that's all a part of being a kid. And you know, sometimes you have to say no to your kids. You know,
they don't know the word no.
Right. Well, they know it. They just don't want to hear it.
My youngest niece, you know, she's pretty much spoiled, and you know, I don't even know if she has a phone yet. I wouldn't be surprised if she does have a phone.
Maybe, I don't know.
She's like 6 or 7 now, so yeah, I would say that she'll probably have a phone
right
now.
Probably or soon.
You know, and they, her parents, they're just kind of like, you know, they're very soft-hearted towards her, and they said, no, don't do that. And then my sister, you know, one day, I guess she went to the living room or the bedroom while she was sleeping. She goes, all right, get up. Ma, keep it down.
Yeah, quiet.
You know, quiet.
Yeah.
My mom's like, none of this fucking nonsense. Get up.
Get up. I'm sick. Get up. You're not vomiting. Get up. It's like you're going to school.
Mama that knows all these tricks, you know, through us.
Yeah.
And then you're not sick.
You're not sick. Trust me. Do you think I'm staying home from work to watch you all day? You're not sick. Get your ass up. I don't want to have pork chops for dinner. Too bad. We're having pork chops. None of this. I want macaroni and cheese, and Lisa wants ribs, and Debbie wants this. It's like, no, you're having pork chops. That's it. <You know? laughs> And I want spaghetti. Anyway,
nope.
We're getting a little sidetracked here.
Yeah, I guess we're going to end this now.
Okay.
Hope you guys are enjoying this podcast. You have any last words?
No. Tina Turner's great. She rocks.
Tina Turner rocks. She she is the queen.
The queen, the acid queen, yes.
Yeah, so I hope you guys are doing well and enjoying this weekend.
Okay.
And we will catch you later.
Okay. Cheers.
Bye.